今天我们要讲的信息是让教会成为一个爱的群体，让人看见耶稣，看见基督。
Today, our topic is building a loving community that reveals Christ.
我们今天特别的要来强调，就是从个人的生命进入教会的群体哈。
And today we want to emphasize that we go from personal life to community life.
我们从约翰福音十五章，就是耶稣是真葡萄树，我们是枝子在里面我们领受了这个耶稣对门徒的生命最核心的一个教导。
In John chapter 15, where it describes the branch and vines, that chapter it teaches us the most essential teachings of the Lord Jesus concerning the lives of his disciples.
我们从第一节到第八节呢，那边特别强调我们要与主连结，住在基督里，然后我们要活出这个结生命的果子啊，结果子的生命来。
From verse 1 to verse 8, it tells us to abide in Christ and to have a fruitful life.
然后从9到17节呢，耶稣进一步的教导我们是要住在主的爱里面，要我们活出爱的生命。
And then in verse 9 to 17, it teaches us to abide in His love and live out a life of love.
那我们今天呢，要继续从十二节到十七节，看耶稣把我们带向他的心意，他的一个目的哈，那就是要教会成为一个爱的群体，让世界都看到主耶稣基督。
And today we're going to look at verse 12 to 17. There we want to see how Jesus leads us towards His intended.Destination for us, which is for the church to become a community of love so that the world may see Christ through us.
所以耶稣的心不只是要改变个人，耶稣的心里而是要建立一个群体。
Jesus doesn't just want to change one individual or individuals. He wants to build a community.
是一个因他的爱而连结，因他的爱而合一，因他的爱而来见证的一个群体，一个教会。
It is a church united by His love, bound together by His love, and bearing witness to Him through His love.
所以这篇信息不是只是谈我们个人我怎么爱，而是说我们一起怎么一起的来爱。
So, today, the message.It's not just about how I love, but about how we love together.
我们今天就继续来看这个约翰福音的十五章十二到十七节哈。
Let's look at John 15, verse 12 to 17.
我先念中文哈。那你们要彼此相爱。像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。继续念中文啊，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。我们今天就是要专注这段经文。
So this is the passage that we're going to focus on today.
首先我们来看刚讲了耶稣的心意是要建立一个爱的群体。
So first we want to see that Jesus desires to build a loving community.
他是说你们要彼此相爱像我爱你们一样，这是我的命令。
He said, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you.
所以这不是对个人说的，是整体的 对门徒包现在现今包括你我所说的。
So this is not addressed to an individual. This is to the entire community.
他不只是说你要去爱人，他是说你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
He didn't say you shall love others. He said you shall love each other.
这边也特别强调说像我爱你们哈。
As I have loved you.
所以就是要我们用基督的爱，那真爱，来彼此相爱。
So he wants us to love each other with the love that he has.
这是一个对一个群体的命令哈，这是我们教会存在的一个核心。
This is a collective command, and it is central to the existence of the church.
其实，在旧约，神就渴望他的百姓成为一个合一、彼此相爱的群体。
Actually, in the Old Testament, we can see that God wants His children to be united as one.
在诗篇133篇第一节那边说，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
In Psalm 123, it says, "How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity."
耶稣更是在约翰福音13:35说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
And in John chapter 13:35, he says, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
所以这个世界世人哈，不是因为我们的活动、建筑和一些节目哈，而认出我们是耶稣的门徒啊，是因为我们彼此相爱。
This world will recognize us as disciples not because of our activities, buildings, or programs, but because of our love for one another.
教会啊，不是一般的社会成员，不是个俱乐部。我们常强调，教会是个家。
We know that the church is not a club; it is a spiritual family.
既然是家，我们家人，我们就彼此担当，我们彼此扶持。
And because it is spiritual family, then all of us will be supportive of each other.
一个 club， 他们的聚集是靠着他们的兴趣，他们联系；但是家是靠着爱来联系。
Clubs they're held together by shared interests, but for families, and they're held together by love.
所以神建立的教会是个家，是来用爱来联系的一个家。
Therefore, the church set by God is a spiritual family and is connected by love.
那这样的一个群体是怎样形成的呢？
So how is such a community of love formed?
这样子的爱的群体需要什么？
And what does such a community of love need?
这边我讲两样哈，一个就是舍己爱人的文化与敞开信任的文化。
And here I want to give you two things that I think it needs. One, a culture of self-giving love. The other, a culture of openness and trust.
在十三节，就是约翰福音15:13，耶稣说：“人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这大。”
In John chapter 15:13, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends."
不要担心，耶稣不是要我们去死哈，是要我们舍己。Okay?
Don't worry, Jesus is not telling us to die. He is telling us to give ourselves.
舍己是爱的文化的核心。
Self-giving is at the heart of the culture of love.
在今天这个，从21世纪又一直强调，其实在20世纪的末期就强调，我们走进的是一个极端个人主义的一个社会文化里。
We know that today's culture is of the extreme individualism.
那舍己，在这时候更是强调我们不要自我为中心啊，要 愿意替别人着想，甚至优先地想到别人的需要，顾念他人的感受。
So self-giving here emphasizes not being self-centered. And not only you don't think of yourself as the first, but that you're willing to think of others, even prioritizing the needs of others and being considerate of other people's feelings.
圣经真是神大有智慧啊，他用身体来比喻我们这个属灵的家。
And in the Bible, it gives us an example, it uses the metaphor of body to describe this family.
在哥林多前书十二章的二十节到二十六节，二十节这样说，但如今肢体是多的，身子却只有一个，眼不能对手说，我用不着你。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20 to 21, it says,As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you.
继续讲到第二十五节，他说啊，总要肢体总要彼此相顾的。
And it continues to say in 25, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
从身体的比喻，这意味到什么呢？舍己不是要你否定了自己啊，不是要否定，而是愿意承认。别人也极其重要。
So, what this tells us is that self-giving does not mean to deny yourself, but it is about to acknowledge that others are equally important to us.
当我们愿意放下自己，身体就能运作哈。
When we're willing to let go of our egos, then this body can function happily.
这身体的生命，它是自然的，在爱里面互相支持、互相保护，都不会。如果冲突了，就生病了。
And it can function in love, without it can do it automatically in love.
如果哪一部分它硬要自为为大，不理别的的肢体的话。那这个身体就很麻烦了。
If one part of the body is so self-centered, then it could bring harm to the whole body.
我们都知道神是爱哈，那圣经也特别讲爱，这个牧师也天天讲爱哈。
We all know that God is love, and the Bible teaches us about love all the time, and so is our pastor.
但是你知道，在爱的真谛里面，你看到就是这个舍己的爱。其实是主要所有爱的一个必须的本质哈。
And if you look into the truth of love, and you will see that self-giving is most essential to the truth of love.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patient. Love is kind.
就你有舍己，你就愿意忍耐别人的不完全了。对对方的软弱不好的时候，你也仍然愿意选择温柔的态度。
Self-giving means that you're willing to tolerate others' imperfections and choosing to be gentle even when they are exposing their weaknesses.
爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸不张狂。
It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud.
所以当我们愿意舍己的时候，我们就不会把自己放在中间，我们不需要强调别人要看见我们，我们不需要肯定，我们也不需要一定要赢哈。
And self-giving means not putting yourself at the center, not needing to be seen, not needing to be affirmed, not needing to win.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处啊。
It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking.
如果有舍己的爱，你怎么会愿意做那些什么损人利己的事哈
？If you are self-giving, then you would not want to do things that would damage other, that would harm others.
你甚至愿意放下自己的方式偏爱，甚至面子与权力，让别人得益处的。
You would be willing to let go of your own ways, your own preferences, your own pride, your own rights, so that others can benefit.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It is not easily angered. It keeps no record wrongs.
有舍己的爱，你就不会一直在那强调。我觉得我喜欢，我习惯这样子，然后不让情绪来掌控与人之间的关系，而愿意，甚至不天天就是数算别人的错哈，都记得人家的不好哈。
And self-giving also means that you're willing to let go of, what I think, what I like, and what I'm used to.You will not let emotions control relationships, and you would not dwell on other people's mistakes.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理哈。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth.
当我们有舍己的爱，我们就为了对方属灵的益处而活，而不是为自己的方便舒适而活。
When we have self-giving love, it means that we're willing to live.For the spiritual benefit of others, rather than for our own convenience or comfort.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
在爱里面舍己爱，你总是愿意给人家空间，愿意给人家机会，愿意给人家盼望哈，并在困难中仍然选择。与他同行。
Self-giving love means that you'll be willing to give others space, opportunities, hope, and choose to stand by them, even in difficult times.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
舍己的爱不是一时的情绪，一时的感动，不是看心情的做选择。
Self-giving love does not, it is not a fleeting emotion. It is not a choice made based on your mood.
舍己的爱是一种持续的、稳定的、长久的爱，因为这是从神而来的爱哈，是永不失败、永不放弃、永不止息。
It is a love that is consistent, stable, and continuous because it is a love that comes from God. It never gives up. It never fails. It never ends.
舍己爱是在关系之中，就是 relation 里面，先要就是要求自己。
In the relationship, the self-giving love means prioritizing.The needs of others before your own.
我很早很早就有这种感触哈，就是那是好年轻，在大学时候，我看到两个人他们争吵了，后来我当然希望他们和好嘛。第二天他们说，哦，他们都和好了，彼此送了一段圣经的话。
When I was in college, I had this encounter where a couple, they quarreled with each other. And I was praying for them to be reconciled. So the next day, they indeed were reconciled. And they give each other a scripture, a verse from the Bible.
那我好高兴，也很有兴趣看他们彼此送的什么经文嘛。
And I was so happy, but I was also curious to see what verses did they give to each other.
后来我看了就没那么高兴。
So I saw it, but then I wasn't as happy as I was before.
因为他们送的经文都是还为自己讲话的。
Because the verses that they gave to each other were defending themselves.
证明自己对，希望对方改。
They were trying to prove that they were correct.And they wanted the other person to change.
这几十年来，我仍然看到同样的事情。
And over the years, I see this again and again.
尤其在夫妻之间啊。
And especially between spousal relationships.
因为世人说哈，那我不知道你听过吧？就说越可爱的妻子啊，这丈夫就这个怎么说呢？越可爱的妻子越被丈夫爱哈，那越这个。被丈夫爱的妻子就越可爱。
You might have heard the people say this that, the lovelier the wife, the more she's loved by her husband, and the more a wife is loved by her husband, the lovelier she becomes.
夫妻都听到了。
And I hope the couples here all hear this.
结果妻子说：“你看我不够可爱，就是因为你不够爱我。”
But in the past, people would say, "You see," the wife would say, "You see that I'm not lovely. That is because you don't love me enough."
先生说：“就是因为你不可爱，我就很难爱你啊。”
And the husband would say, "Because you are not lovely, and that's why I cannot love you more."
这在基督徒中间也用神的话语来彼此来述说这事的。
For Christian couples, they do the same thing. They use the Bible verses to accuse each other.
因为圣经说什么？妻子要尊重丈夫，要顺服丈夫的。
In the Bible, it teaches that a wife should be obedient, should respect his husband, and should be obedient to him.
同时说什么？丈夫，你要爱妻子，要用，就是要合理待你的妻子，要不然你祷告上帝都不听的。
But in the same time, the Bible also say that the husband should love the wife and should treat her well.
结果就是丈夫就带着说：“妻子，你要尊重我，你要顺服我，凡事要顺服我。”
So the husband would be focusing on the first part, by saying, "As a wife, you should respect me and you should obey me."
那妻子说：“哎，你不是爱我吗？这些事情你都要和我争，你合理待我吗？我上帝都不要听你祷告了。”
And the wife would look at the second part by saying, "Do you love me? Do you treat me well?"
所以，都有神的真理，都不用在自己身上。
So they each have some part of the truth, but they each did not apply the truth to themselves.
舍己的爱是先要求自己。
Self-giving love is to make a requirement of yourself first.
那舍己爱在教会中都有一些具体的表现哈。
In the church, we can also see some specific expressions of self-giving love.
比如说放下你的偏爱啦，放下你的方式啦。
For example, let go of your own ways, let go of your preferences.
放下我们自己的面子啦。
Let go of our ego.
放下我们自以为拥有的权利啦。
Let go of our rights.
放下哦，我觉得我喜欢，我习惯了。
Let go of I think, let go of I like, let go of I'm used to.
舍己不是软弱，舍己是爱的力量。
Self-giving is not a weakness, but the power of love.
其实哈，我举例子吧，教会中很多小小的事情，我看到弟兄姊妹都挺好的哈。
In the church when we serve together, even small things.I see the goodness of our brothers and sisters.
比如说搬个长桌子和搬沙发的时候，如果哈两个人都一定要照自己的方向就走不动了，有一个人愿意说哦，你走我跟着你，那沙发一下就排好，对不对
？I can give you an example that when you move a sofa, if two people are moving it and each insist on going their own directions, the sofa may not be moved.But if one is willing to say, "You go first, I'll follow you," then we can see that the sofa would be moved.
这是好小的事，你又不觉得有什么了不起的。
This is a very small thing, and you may think that it's significant.
我只是举个例子，当人愿意放下自己听别人的时候，很多事情就很容易了，而且会感受到爱的。
But many things are like this. When you're willing to let go of yourself, when you're willing to listen to others.Then many things can be achieved, and in addition, you can feel the love.
爱里面会展现出愿意放下自己对对方的尊重。
In love, we can, if we let go of our own, then it will show our love and respect to others.
爱里面愿意放下自己而彰显更关爱别人，别人优先，别人的好处，别人的事情，你愿意更顾念。
When we let go of ourselves, we're prioritizing other people's needs, their things that we need to help, that we need to worry about first.
第二个我们要来看这个敞开与信任的文化。
The second thing is a culture of openness and trust.
在啊，约翰福音十五章的十四节到十四节这边，作者说哈，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友。以后我不再称你们为仆人，因仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
In John chapter 15 verse 14 Jesus said, You're my friend if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everything that I learned from my father.I have made known to you.
所以耶稣说，我乃称你们是朋友啊。
So here Jesus said, I call you as my friend.
耶稣招的门徒不是只是当他使用的仆人工具哈，啊，你去做这做那，而是他把我们当作他的朋友，他向我们敞开他的心意，邀请我们进入他的亲密关系。
Jesus didn't treat his disciples as tools or servants. He treated them as friends. He opened his hearts to them, inviting them into his intimacy.
一个爱的群体是一个彼此敞开、彼此信任的一个团体。
A loving community is a community where people are open and trusting of one another.
在哥林多前书十二章的二十六节，他这样说：若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26, it says, "If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it."
这可以说是一个最深的一个敞开与信任。
This is the deepest form of openness and trust.
你愿意让别人知道你的痛、你的伤心、你的难过，你也愿意别人分享你的快乐、你的喜乐。
It shows that you're willing to let others know about your pain. You're willing to share your joys with others.
在教会中，我们敞开与信任，在哪些事情表现呢？
So how can we see openness and trust in our church?
你愿意跟人家分享生命，
being willing to share your life，
愿意承认自己的软弱，
being willing to admit weaknesses，
你愿意彼此代祷，
being willing to pray for one another，
你愿意实际的彼此扶持，
and being willing to support one another，
你愿意陪伴的一起同行，
and being willing to walk alongside one another。
我们在传道书，通常人家把它当到结婚的时候用啊。传道书的四章九到十节，两个人总比一个人好，因为两个人劳碌同得美好的果效。若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴，若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, and people also use this a lot in marriages, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up.
更是强调教会一个爱的群体，我们不孤单，我们有神，而且我们有彼此。
It emphasizes that in our church we are a loving community, that we're not alone. Not only that we have God, we have each other.
在哥林多前书的十二章二十七节这边强调的，你们就是基督的身体，并且各自做肢体哈。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27 says, Now you're the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
我们希望不是读这个是身体的比喻，而真的是能够在神的爱与真理里面感受得到。
And I hope that this example is not just a metaphor to you, but that you can really feel it.
主耶稣头，我们是身体，我们生命上在主的生命里面彼此连接。
Jesus is the head and we're the body, and we're connected with each other.
那这样子的一个群体会生出什么呢？
And what does a loving community like this produce?
耶稣说这样的群体会结出一种果子，这个长存的果子，而这果子会让世界，就世人都看得到神。
Jesus told us that such a community would bear a certain kind of fruit, a fruit that lasts.
在约翰福音十五章十六节这样说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
In John chapter 15, verse 16, he said, You did not choose me, but I chose you.And appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last.
这里面有提三个真理哈。
So here I want to point three things.
首先，拣选的主权在耶稣我们不是偶然的在这里。
The first is that the power of selection rests with Jesus. We're not here by chance.
所以耶稣就先说，不是你们拣选我。是我拣选了你们。
That's why Jesus told us, "You did not choose me, but it is me who chose you."
我知道现在啊，现今的文化、啊、在大学里面，学生常常呢自己去选老师哈、啊。
In today's culture, especially in college, you hear people say, the student chose this teacher."
选了老师比较容易过的、啊。
Because they will pick a mentor or a teacher who can give them easy passes.
有时候也会选择那个老师比较会教的哈。
Or they sometimes they will choose someone who teaches better.
但耶稣说是耶稣他说我先选了你们了。
But Jesus told us, I chose you first.
所以这意味着我们不是偶然信主的。
This means that we did not become a believer by chance.
也不是偶然在这教会哈。
And that we did not end up in this church by chance.
是被耶稣亲自呼召、亲自拣选、亲自带进了教会。
It means that we're personally called, personally chosen, and personally brought into His family by Jesus Himself.
带进了他的家，这个爱的家。
And we were brought into His family. This is a family of love.
所以我们的价值不是在于我们好，所以啊，我们表现好，所以被选啊，而是。来自他的拣选与他的爱。
Therefore, our value does not come from our performances, but from His choosing and His love.
第二个真理是讲到耶稣差派我们哈，是活出他的爱，结出他的果子。
The second point I want to say is that Jesus sent us out to live out His love and bear His fruit.
再次强调，耶稣拣选你我。是为了结果子啊。
So I want to emphasize that Jesus chose us. He wants us to go and bear fruit.
他不是拣选我们就是坐在那里哈，但是要我们怎么样？要我们活出爱，要我们彼此相爱，要我们影响别人，让别人看到主耶稣基督。
So He did not choose us to sit there idly. He chose us so that we would live out His love, we would love one another, we would influence others, and we would let others see Christ.
所以这果子哈，不是我们有多么的就活泼的活动，不是我们的建筑物多好，也不是我们能够办什么节目啊，做什么，不是我们的成就。
And the fruit here does not refer to our events, our building, our programs, or even our achievements.
真正的果子是生命的改变，是爱的流露，是关系的更新。
The true fruit is a transformation of life, is an expression of love, and is a renewal of relationship.
耶稣要我们的果子长存啊，爱是永恒的果子。
And the third is that Jesus wants our fruit to last, and And love is the fruit that lasts forever.
什么果子长存啊？为什么我刚刚已经说了爱是这个果子呢？
So what do you think, what a lasting fruit is?
人常常立刻想到就是我们所做的哈，我告诉你，不是我们的事工，不是我们的计划，不是甚至不是我们的成功，不是我们的名声。
It is not about our ministry. It is not about our plans. It is not our successes, and it is not our status or reputation.
只有爱是长存的。
Only love will last.
在哥林多前书十三章的十三节说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it says, "And now these three remain." Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love.
因为爱能把人带到主耶稣的面前。
Because love can bring people to Jesus.
爱能够改变人的生命。
And love can transform lives.
爱能建立永恒的关系。
And love can build eternal relationships.
爱是天国里仍然存在的果子。
Love is a fruit that exists in the kingdom of heaven.
爱是唯一能跨过今生进入永恒的果子。
Love is the only fruit that can transcend this life and enter into eternity.
你知道教会最有力的不是讲台，而是爱。
For a church, the most powerful gospel is not the podium, it is love.
其实许多人不是听了一篇道而信主，而是因为看见一群人彼此相爱。
Many people don't become believers because they heard a sermon. They become believers because they witnessed a group of people loving one another.
他们看见人被接纳了。
They witnessed people being accepted.
人被陪伴，人被扶持。
People being accompanied.
有人被饶恕了。
People being forgiven.
有人被关心了。
People being cared for.
有人被爱，爱到认识了耶稣基督。
People being loved to the point of wanting to know Jesus.
讲台能讲真理。
The podium can proclaim the truth.
但爱能让真理变成可以看见，可以触摸，可以经历。
But love makes the truth visible and tangible. It makes the truth to be experienced.
爱是最有力的福音，爱是最长存的果子。
Love is the most powerful gospel. Love is the most enduring fruit.
是爱，神就是爱，是爱，爱是耶稣拣选了我们。差派我们，要我们去结出，要我们去结的果子。
Love is the fruit, that Jesus chose us, sent us, and wants us to bear.
耶稣最后说：“我怎样吩咐你们，是这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。”
And in the lastly, Jesus said that this is my command, love each other.
也就是说，当我们看了从约翰福音十五章的一节到十六节所有的教导，要从什么？要从住在耶稣基督里，住在他的爱里，然后被他拣选去，并且被差派去结果子。我们会发现耶稣要带我们抵达的终点其实只有一个，而这个总结目的核心就是在这个十七节哈。
So when we look at the teachings in John chapter 15 verse from 1 to 16, from dwelling in Christ and dwelling in his love to being chosen and sent out by him to bear fruit, we find that what Jesus is actually leading usis to only one ultimate destination, which is verse 17.
我们要了解神的心意。
We should understand God's will.
耶稣讲到这里，他忽然就讲：“我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。”
He comes to here and he tells us, "This is my command: love one another."
他那目的不是说要我们这个教会变成人眼中的多么好啊，或者是我们怎么样更啊。更成功更怎么样，他是要教会让世人能够看到他自己。
His purpose is not to make the church better or more successful in the eyes of man, but to make the church a way through which the world can see him.
为什么我们彼此相爱就能够让世人看到主耶稣呢？
Why is it that when we love each other, then people can see Jesus through us?
因为神就是爱啊。
Because God is love.
我们在约翰福音一章那边也特别讲，所以他说到，亲爱的弟兄们，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神。因为神就是爱。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, it tells us, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
所以这位是爱的神，要人看到他，他就要让人看到爱啊。
So if he wants people to see him, he needs to have people see his love.
而且这爱不是世人那些被已经被 twist 的爱，而是用神的爱来彼此相爱。
He wants us to love one another in his love.
那个真爱。
The true love.
那个愿意舍己的爱。
The self-giving love.
所以在约翰福音的十三章三十五节，也是我们这礼拜要背的，就是说。耶稣说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。”
Therefore, in John chapter 13, verse 35, he said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another."
其实世界世人在寻找爱的。
So what are people searching for in this world?
他们希望寻找到真实的爱。
They want to find love, the true love.
真诚的关系
They want to find,
那种 不计较对方 的接纳
They want to find a genuine relationship They also want to find unconditional acceptance
那种不会放弃的陪伴
And they want to find unwavering companionship
不求回报的关心
And selfless care
当教会活出这样的爱世人就会说这里有一种不一样的爱，这里有耶稣，我也想认识这位神。
When the church lives out this kind of love, then the world would say, "There is a different kind of love here. Jesus is here. I want to know this God too."
我知道很多的父母哈，都以自己的儿女为荣哈，我也是其中之一的。
I know that many parents are proud of their children, and I am one of them.
Tammy 不在这，不好意思。
Tammy is not here, so we can talk about.
Tammy 从小就是我的欢喜，是我的骄傲哈。
Tammy has been my pride and my joy since she was little.
她有很多事情都让我引以为荣啊。
There are many things about her that makes me proud.
特别有一件事，有些人可能听过的哈。
And there's one thing that I want to say.
让我最喜欢炫耀，是让我最快乐的。
And I want to brag this the most because it makes me the happiest.
就当天美大学毕业的时候啊，刚毕业，他就有一个机会，在一个那个做制作纪录片的一个犹太人下面做事哈。
When Tammy graduated from college.She got an opportunity to work for a Jewish boss who made documentaries.
因为那个犹太老板呢，他的助手临时辞了工作，他就急得要找人啊，因为他正在拍片嘛 ，right？ 他就虽然 Tammy 刚毕业嘛， 没有经验，但是那时候他也是他能够找到最好的人了。
So this boss, his assistant had suddenly quit, and he was urgently looking for someone who can replace that assistant. Although Tammy just graduated, had no experience, but she was the best that he could find at that point.
一年多以后啊，一个这个同行的，就制片同行的一个宴会中，这个老板啊，就犹太老板的，就有一个朋友故意用调侃啊，就是讽刺他，惊讶的口气说着 ：“Tammy 还在做你的助手啊？怎么可能啊
？”So a year later, at a party hosted by one of the fellow film producers, this boss he had a friend, and this friend deliberately said to him, to the boss, in a surprised tone, saying, "Tammy is still your assistant. How is that possible?"
原因啊，这个犹太老板是有名的顽强啊，跟他工作的人啊，都很短时间都气走，都立刻跪的。
And the reason for this question was because this Jewish boss was notoriously difficult to work with, and many of his assistants usually quit just after working with him for a short period of time.
他的朋友、他的同行人都知道，旁边的人天天在换人呢。
And his friends all knew about this because his assistant keeps changing.
结果你猜这个犹太老板，他是怎么回应他这个人家的这种调侃讽刺
？Do you know how this Jewish boss responded, to his friend's teasing?
是我特别强调他们是犹太人啊。
Here I emphasize that he's Jewish.
他说什么？他说，因为他里面有很多。Jesus.
He said this about Tammy because she has a lot of Jesus in her.
你知道，每当我想到这个，我都高兴死了。
And whenever I think about this, I'm very happy about it.
这不只是我这做这个做爸爸的喜乐，我想天上的老爸也很高兴啊。
And this is not just a joy for me as her father, but it is also definitely a joy for our Heavenly Father.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，耶稣不是只要我们个人住在他里面，他要建立的是一个群体，我们一起住在他的爱里。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus doesn't just want us to dwell in him individually. He wants us as a community to dwell in him, in his love.
所以耶稣在这强调，他不会以个人为满足，他是希望我们他的教会、他的家一个群体，我们彼此相爱，让世界看着基督。
So therefore, Jesus is not just going to stop at us individually, loving him. What he wants is that.He wants us to be a community of love, so that others may see Jesus through us.
想想我们的邻舍、我们的朋友说我们的教会，真是正如其名啊，是有神同在的教会。在我们教会，他们看到神，看到耶稣，我们天上的父亲会多么的欢喜快乐。
Imagine how happy our Heavenly Father would be if our neighbors and friends said that about our church, that our church is a church where God is present, just like our name, and that they see a lot of Jesus in our church.
愿圣灵今天哈，不仅帮助我们明白真理，知道神的心意，更是带出爱的行动。
May the Holy Spirit, not only help us understand the truth and know God's will, but also empower us to act accordingly.
在这个礼拜哈，我们主动的去关心一个人。我们若有人跟人有什么矛盾哈，或有任何的嫌隙啊，我们主动的去与人和好哈。
This week, let's show concern for someone proactively. If you have conflicts or disagreements with someone, seek reconciliation.
我们愿意。 与弟兄姊妹建立更深的在属灵里面的一个的亲密一个友谊。
If you see a brother or sister in Christ out there, build a deeper spiritual friendship with them.
我们主动的向家人朋友以爱来传达福音，让人认识主。
If you still have unbelieving family members or friends, share the gospel with them out of love.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你借着圣餐再次向我们显明基督的爱，使我们记得我们是因主耶稣的身体而成为一个身体，因他的宝血而成为了一个家。
We thank you for revealing God's love to us once again through the Holy Communion, reminding us that we're one body because of the body of the Lord Jesus, and we're one family because of His precious blood.
主耶稣，你吩咐我们彼此相爱，正如你先爱我们。
Lord Jesus, you commanded us to love one another just as you first loved us.
求你的爱在我们心里重新点燃，使我们愿意舍己，愿意饶恕，愿意接纳，愿意同行，让我们在彼此的生命中看见你的同在。
We pray that your love will be rekindled in our hearts so that we may be willing to sacrifice ourselves, to forgive, accept, and walk with others, and that we may see your presence in each other's lives.
圣灵啊，求你在我们中间建立一个爱的文化，使我们不只是明白真理，更能活出真理，活出爱，活出基督的样式。
Holy Spirit, we pray that you would build a culture of love among us so that we may not only understand the truth but also live out the truth, live out love, and live out the likeness of Christ.
愿你使我们的教会成为一个让人遇见耶稣的地方，让主耶稣的荣美在我们身上被看见，让世人因着我们的彼此相爱而认识你。
May you make our church a place where people meet Jesus, where the glory and beauty of the Lord Jesus are seen in us, and where the world comes to know you through our love for each other.
主啊，愿你的爱在我们中间长存，愿你的爱透过我们流向世界，使人看见耶稣，认识耶稣，归向耶稣。
Lord, may your love stay with us.May your love flow through us to the world so that people may see Jesus, know Jesus, and turn to Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。一起来唱。
Yeah.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.